Nativity by Thomas Lynch. Some years the sky falls harder than others. The great go hush, good neighbors, poets, priests. Woe's dreadful litany knows no surcease. The dead are everywhere, and there's the bother. Miserere nobis, Lord, dust to dust, is pity little in the way of solace. Our shaken sense of what comes next leaves us, like as not, disconsolate. Unless we count them in our cloud of witnesses, their voices rising like a distant chorus, tunes we always knew or thought we knew, much as the multitude of the heavenly host sang to shepherds attending their sheep, anthems of joy and peace, praise and glory. Said one to the others, "Let's go and see," in Luke's much-told version of the story, and so, emboldened by what the angel told them, off they went toward Bethlehem to find the swaddled babe and manger and lolling beasts, their beauty and their beings ramified in carols, lightening our lamentations, and held aloft somehow the starry skies.